Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and I am going to talk about self-discovery and the five pillars essential for self-discovery. What is self-discovery? Self-discovery, and why is it important? What does it mean by self-discovery? So if you know, when we go through life, you always go through these ups and downs, and because of thoughts, and which is, again, it stems from the mind, which creates these thoughts. And so the thoughts kind of intertwine with one and then loop into the other. And before you know, you are stressed out and anxious and everything. And so we don't pay too much attention or go inwards to really figure out who we really are or what we really are. So that is why it's important to go deeper with using these pillars in life to know what you are or who you really are and how divine and how much power or how much you are capable of and what your potential is. It's just a lot more. So this is why these five pillars of self-discovery helps us to go inward and figure out. And that's what the discovery is about. And what are you made of? Who are you? And it's a realization. And it only comes with experience of in life and through life, whatever you go through, and that in your life brings you to that point. So the five pillars, number one, is meditation. So why is meditation important in the self-discovery? Again, like I said, you are always barraged by thoughts and bodily complaints, and you're always in your body or your mind. So we are never able to go deeper into, you know, our inward, like I said, to figure out, is there anything more? Is there anything else I could, you know, do? And is this all what there is in life? So the meditation gives you, it's a gateway, it's an opening, it's a vortex or a portal, which allows you to go inwards to beyond your mind, beyond your thoughts, beyond your bodily complaints, to say that, okay, there is something else in you. And that's what meditation brings. Of course, meditation also helps you with calming down, being more serene, being more integrated, being more coherent, which also helps you in your daily life and just, you know, in a whole life in general. Number two is affirmation. So why is affirmation important? And affirmation means something you want to be and you're not already. And for example, if you feel like you want to be confident, you don't really feel confident when you go out and talk to people, so that's your reason for not going out and interacting with people or making a presentation or performing or any of that, you will say, I am confident, I am confident, I'm confident, repeatedly over and over again. Because why that's important, again, because there's two levels of mind, to be simplistic at this point, which is conscious and subconscious. So most of the time when we are in our conscious mind, which is only 5%, and 95% of it is subconscious, and we are not aware of anything in the subconscious mind. So these are the things which help us reprogram the subconscious mind, which is, again, essential to go inwards and figure out the real self. So that's number two. Number three is now it's service. So now how does service, is intertwined in this whole thing? How does that connect with self-discovery? When you serve anybody else in whatever form, whether you're a healer, whether you are providing food for somebody, or even your neighbor you're helping, anything you do for others without any expectations is service. When you do that, you really find more of who you really are. And also because you're a part of the other person, you're a part of the nature, you're a part of this universe and every other human being. So that also gives you perspective in a larger perspective about, or a broader perspective about who you really are, which is much broader than this, just this flesh and bones, which is what you think you are. And we have then we become so narrow in our thinking, and we're always thinking about where the next food is coming, where the next shelter is coming, or next, you know, whatever, to appease the body. So that's why the service comes into play here, towards really finding out who you are, towards, essentially towards self-discovery. Now, the fourth one is introspection. And what does that mean? It's called self-analysis. So we have 60,000 thoughts in a day. So, but we are not aware of most of the thoughts. They come and go, they're in a loop, and then you just keep going. And then before you know, the end of the day comes and you just sleep. So the awareness of these thoughts and so-called these thoughts which bring on actions. So these thoughts are the ones, let's say you had this negative thought about a person and that made you behave a certain way towards the person. So that is what causes the next step, which is the action. So when you get to the end of the day, ideally that 5-minute meditation which you do, just spend, I would say, even a minute or two to just reflect on your day, how it went by. What were your actions and what caused those actions? Can you change them? Can you improve them? Can you mend them? So that is what it's an awareness of what you've done in the whole day or even of your thoughts in during the day, which is important because if you're not aware of your thoughts or your actions, we would not be able to change it or improve on it. And that leads to self-discovery in the sense that you are in the process of transforming it to a, you know, better human being. When I say better human being, I mean more in terms of getting in touch with the real nature, which is the true nature, which is the purest form or the higher version of you. So that's what we're talking about when you say self-discovery. Though that brings you closer to that. So that's why introspection or self-analysis is very important. Now, the fifth or the final one, which I think is really, really important also for self-discovery and more like self-realization, is it's satsang. So satsang, which is a Sanskrit word, it actually means good company, but it can be in different forms. So of course, keeping the right people around you, right friends around you, right company, right colleagues around you. You know, colleagues, of course, we don't have a choice, but whatever company you keep is very important, because that usually goes into your subconscious. When what people say, what you listen to, when you watch media, if you listen to negative news, that goes into your subconscious. So you have to be careful about what you're looking at, what you're watching, what you're hearing, because all these are the senses which take in into the subconscious, and that's what becomes, you think becomes you and makes you act a certain way. So that's another thing. So what kind of books you read, what kind of videos you watch, and any technology nowadays has so much connection. So what kind of movies you watch, what kind of shows you watch. So it is very important to choose them wisely, which enhances your being or enhances your, you know, how you live, in your self-esteem, enhances your confidence, enhances your tenets, like being more affectionate, being loving, giving, and all these things. But if it's something different, then you do not, you know, that's why it's such a big part of, or a important pillar of the five pillars for self-discovery or self-realization. So these are the five pillars which is so important in anybody's life to really progress or evolve as you go along in your life. Thank you.